You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This is the William Hill Golf Podcast. Go to news.williamhill.com for all the podcasts or search William Hill Radio on iTunes.
Hello, everyone. A warm welcome along to the latest edition of the Golf Podcast as we speak to Jamie Spence, a regular Sky Sports pundit and former European Tour professional, to have a look at this year's Open Championship. And first of all, a warm welcome. A good afternoon to you, Jamie.
Good afternoon, David. Yeah, looking forward to this one. I'm travelling up tonight, so I'm going to do a bit of on-course commentary. And yeah, one of my favourite golf courses, not just as an open venue, but in the world. It's an amazing course.
You played it, Jamie, Royal Birkdale, back in 1991 and finished a respectable tie for 44th. And subsequently, you've played it in the Senior Open as well, Jamie. I didn't realise you were that age now.
Afraid so. Yeah, I finished 14th a couple of seasons ago around there, played nicely. I played really well in 91, actually, but my putter didn't work. I should have been a lot closer. I remember being 3 under playing the last, and I took a 7. Got it in a bunker and just couldn't get out of the thing. So, yes, of course, I've got a lot of good memories on, and it's tough. It's really difficult. If you look back through the history of this course, the scoring's never that great.
Why is it one of your favourite courses on the Open roster then, Jamie?
Because it just sits well at you, David. There's no excuses. You've got to play well. There's no funky holes. The par threes are excellent. The two par fives come very late on in the round, actually, 15 and 17. So you're sort of hanging on to wait to those par fives. But it's just got so many great golf holes, the first being one of them. The 12th, I think, par three-wise, it's almost alongside the postage stamp as one of the greatest par threes in championship golf. It's a wonderful golf hole. So it's just a great course. Every hole has just got something special about it.
Padraig Harrington won with a total of 283 when the Open was last hosted by Birkdale back in 2008. And he's doing a lot of media work nowadays, Harrington, as well as performing out on the golf course, Jamie. And he said it's one of the fairest tests in golf because everything sits there in front of you. No blind tee shots. What does it take to succeed around a golf course like Birkdale? From a betting perspective, what type of player are you looking for?
I don't think it's a course you can overpower. It's not that long, actually, in terms of major championship. It's 7,156 yards, but it's all about the wind there. It will blow, and you have to control the ball. It's not just about crash, bang, wallop, because if you start taking this course on, you're going to get in lots and lots of trouble. So you're looking for players that hit the fairway, keep calm, keep patient, and can putt, obviously. I mean, Ian Baker Finch has been the lowest score back in 91 when I played, actually, and he was 272, which is 8 under par. So just gives you an insight that it's a tough track. By the way, that year, 113 players made the cut. They had the 10-shot rule. So thank goodness they don't have that anymore.
Dustin Johnson is the 14-1 favourite here with William Hill in the lead-up to the Open. William Hill going a 50 odds the first 7 places. And if your player that you've backed misses the cut, you will get your money back as a free bet here with William Hill as well. Dustin Johnson at 14-1. Earlier on in the season, when he strung those 3 wins together and looked like he was cruising into Augusta National and the Masters, it was inconceivable you'd be getting a price like 14-1 for Dustin Johnson. But things change quickly in golf, Jamie.
Yeah, they do, don't they? And I think that bet with a missed cut might come into play here, because Dustin Johnson hasn't played any golf at all since he missed the cut at the US Open. As you say, he was injured at the Masters. I don't know why he's not playing any golf, but you can't come to Birkdale. And being the player he is as well, you know, he's an aggressive player. I just can't see him doing any good at all around here with the preparation he's had. Simple as that.
Yeah, Dustin Johnson at a 14-1. It does seem strange that a lot of the American golfers in particular have chosen not to have a preparation event either in Scotland or Ireland, getting used to links golf, because it's a very different demand from the Parkland golf course as they play stateside.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but you need to play. You need to get a card in your hand, Dave. It's not, you know, it's not something you just pick up and start scoring again when you've only got one go at it. You can hit as many shots as you like on the range, but it's not the same when you play the golf course. You get different lies, different situations, crowd. It's a totally different environment. Brooks Koepka falls into that as well. He hasn't played since he won the US Open either. I mean, I know he's got form in Europe and he's used to playing in these sort of conditions over here, but once again, he's not played any golf, and I don't understand it.
Do you not see it as key as to having played links golf then, Jamie? Would you not worry if one of your fancies has come in and not played any links golf? Would that not concern you as long as they're out on the golf course regularly?
Well, they need to, for example, Jordan Spieth, for example, he comes from Texas. They're used to playing in the wind, so that sort of gives him a preparation. And all these players have played some form of links golf in their life, so it doesn't really worry me that, but I would want to see a little bit of form, someone playing, as you say, in Ireland or in Scotland. I don't want to see players playing too much. And we might get onto that later with a few other players. But you've got to get a card in your hand and get into that scoring rhythm that you get when you play tournament professional golf, especially for a major.
Mm. You mentioned Jordan Spieth. He's 16-1 in the market, Jamie. He's got an incredible major championship record still at such a tender age as well.
Can't believe it, can you? What's he, 23?
Yeah.
Incredible. He seems like he's been around for 10 years, isn't it? this is his fifth Open. Could have won at St Andrews and got the Grand Slam going a couple of years ago. He's won twice this year. Hold that great bunker shot to get in the playoff. He looks like he's banging form to me. The only thing I'd say is he's just said that he feels that the Open's the easiest of the majors to win. So why he had to say that, I do not know. It's a bit like Rory talking about the width of the fairways at Erin Hills and then couldn't hit one. So, I wish he kept his mouth shut, but he's still a strong fancy.
Jordan Spieth is in the betting at 16-1. Same price as Ricky Fowler as well, who's 16-1. Pretty short price for a guy that's not won a major championship yet, but keeps putting himself in position on Sunday, Jamie.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he? I thought he would do well in the US Open. He didn't. He was up there for quite a bit, wasn't he? Going into the last round, I fancied him, but he just proved too much for him. I think it's worth a watch, Ricky Fowler. There's all this talk about he's done very well since he's gone to Butch Harmon, and he seems to like playing in adverse conditions, which I think they're going to get, by the way. He's had a good season, Ricky, but it's too short for me.
John Rahm is a couple of points bigger at 18-1. I think if you follow the sport, Jamie, people in no doubt that this Spaniard will win major championships. It will be a different test to the one he faced at Port Stewart a few weeks ago, when he won the Irish Open in a score of 24 under par. But he is just he's a monster.
Well, the thing is, over there in Ireland, it was pretty inclement weather. So he's proven that he can play in the wind and the rain. He's happy with the waterproof on. He's only going one way in the world of golf. He's number 7 in the world at the moment. He's a phenomenal talent. When you think of the Spaniards, you've got Garcia, Rafa Cabrera Bello won in Scotland as well, and John Rahm. You know, it's a strong Spanish contingent. And would you put Rahm at the top of the list of those three? Maybe just a shade behind Sergio Garcia at the moment. So, yeah, he's got to have a great chance.
Justin Rose is 20-1, one of your favourites, Jamie. And yeah. And he will have happy memories returning to Royal Birkdale.
Yeah, fourth here as an amateur in 98 when he held his second shot in front of his dad. That was a great moment for Justin and for everybody. Coming into this nice and quietly, fourth in the Irish the other week. That's what we're talking about, people playing golf. Then he's taken the week off and he's been up at Birkdale practicing and playing. I know from my own experience, when he puts his mind to something like the Olympics, he can get the job done. I sort of have a feel about Justin that he's approached this just like the Olympics. But his Open record isn't great, I have to say that. And that's the one area that puts me off him a little bit. I don't know why that is. But this course should really suit him. It's a grinder's course, someone who hits fairways and someone who hits greens, and that's Justin Rose.
Rory McIlroy's 20-1, Jamie. He's been playing
20-1.
Golf. 20-1 McIlroy. He's been playing a lot of golf, Jamie, but only getting two rounds in each event recently.
Bit like me. no, he's nothing like me. Well, what can you say about Rory? You can't back him, can you, with the form he's shown? You just can't. And with his injury as well, he's had a lot of distractions, some nice distractions as well, getting married as well. That's a nice distraction. But the rib injury, he's got brand new equipment as well, which he's getting used to. That takes some time. So he's got a lot on his plate, Rory, and he's saying in the press this morning that he is struggling with his game. There's talk about his short game and putting. So you know, there's too many negatives there as far as I'm concerned.
20-1 Sergio Garcia as well, Jamie. He's got an exceptional Open Championship record.
Yeah, yeah. So let's not forget Rory's won one of them and Sergio hasn't. But yeah. I think Sergio's a far better bet at that price. This is his 21st Open, Sergio. And it all stems... He's in the top three ball strikers playing this week. I've walked the course with him at the BMW International recently where he came runner-up. He's just struck the ball brilliantly, tee to green, and quite long as well. But he had a great low ball flight, which you're going to need. But it's his putting, isn't it? He still didn't putt great. He didn't hold much to finish runner-up. If a few drop, he's going to be a hard man to beat, Sergio. But even when he won the Masters, his putter didn't look like it was behaving itself that well. But the quality of his long game could get him through.
He is 20-1, Sergio Garcia. The same price, Jamie, as Tommy Fleetwood, which... If you'd said 12 months ago he was going to be in the same sort of category as Sergio Garcia, Rory McIlroy, Justin Rose, I'd have thought you were mad. Shorter price than Henrik Stenson as well, but he's elevated his game.
Yeah, well, I worked with Tommy for a couple of years, actually, a few years ago now, and he left Alan Thompson, myself, and a few others to go to the Pete Cowan camp. That didn't work out for him. That can happen with any coach. He's since got back with Tomo and things have just gone one way for him. You say he's won in Abu Dhabi, won the French. He's been on every leaderboard, let's be honest. He was runner-up in the WGC in Mexico as well. So he's had an incredible season. And he lives. I've been to his house a number of times. It's about a mile from the fifth green. So no one lives closer than Tommy. He knows the course really well. But his open record is 3 opens, 3 missed cuts. And with the pressure of home expectation on him, you know, it's just a case of whether he can cope with all that, really. And he's not done well in an Open. If he tries too hard, it could unravel, but he couldn't be playing better. And if there's one guy I'd really love to win it, it would be Tommy.
It looks a bit short to me, though, Jamie. I know he's got a hell of a lot going for him.
It is short, yeah. He's a great driver of the ball. He drives the ball brilliantly. His long iron play is fantastic. He's improved his pitching and his bunker play over the years. The putter looks better. He's found a method that works for him. But you're right. I still think he's got a lot to prove in this sphere.
What about Hideki Matsuyama? 22-1. Major championship record. Last three majors, tied fourth, tied 11th, tied second. Keeps putting himself in position. And he's one that did play in Ireland as well at Port Stewart.
Yeah, he's paired with Fleetwood and Koepka, I think, Matsuyama. That's a great three ball to watch. And you're right, Matsuyama, I know he's your favourite, 25-year-old. This is his fifth Open. He missed the cut last year. I don't fancy him for this. His form early in the season was terrific. But with the wind blowing and the wet weather coming in, I'm not so sure about it.
Okay, 22-1 Matsuyama. What about Henrik Stenson? 25-1. I saw him interviewed after the Scottish Open and... He talked so negatively about his game. I was quite surprised, actually. He said his striking hadn't been crisp enough since last year's Open Championship, basically. But the display him and Mickelson put on at Royal Troon was unlike anything we've seen in the last 50 years, really, Jamie. It was outstanding, and those two pulled well clear. And Stenson fully deserved to win his first major championship at Troon, defending.
Well, I'll just knock you a bit there. It's 40 years since the duel in the sun with Watson, Jack Nicklaus. It rivaled that. I'm not going to say it was better than that, but it certainly rivaled that. If you think of the equipment that Jack and Tom were using with little pieces of wood at the end of a metal stick, you know, compared to what they're using now. But that it was incredible golf. I walked the weekend with Henrik great golf. And some say there's a lot of distractions when you're an Open champion, I'd imagine. And he's had plenty of them. But I think he's playing all right, you know. I know a few people are sort of writing him off, but I'm not. His Open record is fantastic. I think he'll be inspired to defend this title. I've followed him quite a few times already this year, and he's played all right, actually. Sometimes the putter hasn't worked. Well, I don't think he'll win, Henrik, but I think he'll put up a really stout defence. I can see him finishing in the top 10. Let's not forget he was third here last time they played.
Yeah, Stenson 25-1. The only other player at a shorter price than 33s, Jamie, is Adam Scott, who is 28-1. He's actually had chances to win four of the last five Open Championships. I threw it away at Lytham when Ernie Els won, and had a chance the following year at Muirfield as well. Does have some frailties with the putter, but if you're looking for someone with a good bank of links form in Open Championships, Adam Scott might be your man.
Well, the only person I see who's not got trouble with the putter is Jordan Spieth, to be perfectly honest. Putting's difficult, but Adam holds enough. His Open record the last 5 years is second, third, fifth, 10th and 43rd last year when he got the worst of the weather. So he loves the Open Championship, Scott. He's 37, prime time for a golfer, really, in my opinion. 16th here in 08. I think he's got a very good chance, Adam Scott. I like him a lot.
28-1, Adam Scott in the market. Give us some other names that we've not mentioned then, Jamie, that caught your eye.
David, there's so many. Justin Thomas, the American. I just think he hits the ball too hard to control it around here. Mickelson's talking himself up. I don't think he'll be too far away. Ian Poulter, who was runner-up here when Harrington won in 08, he's playing all right lately, you know. And you've got the South African triumvirate of Oosthuizen and Schwartzel and Grace, three quality players. Alex Noren, Thomas Peters, Francesco Molinari. They've got to have great chances as well. We haven't mentioned Brooks Koepka. Well, at least I've just given him a little mention, the US Open champion. I don't think this course will be anywhere near as suitable as it was in Erin Hills for him. And then, of course, Jason Day as well. He just looks totally out of sorts. I'd leave him alone. So there's how many names was that? About 20?
Yeah, at least 20, I think there. There's a couple of you gave negatives, though, to Jamie, so those don't count.
Oh, they don't count. All right. So, as you know, I do a little bit of a list of who I think's going to do well and who I don't. And on the don't list, I've got Rory, DJ, Dustin Johnson, that is, Jason Day, Koepka and Thomas. There's a powerful five ball there, but I think through form and not playing and the golf course, I think Rory's probably got the best chance of those five, but none of them are in sorts, really. Mm. I think John Rahm's got a great chance. I like Chris Wood as well. It's an interesting one.
He's had problems with injuries, hasn't he, Chris Wood, throughout his career, really. They've curtailed his career a little bit.
When you're about 6'8", I suppose, and you're trying to swing a golf club, it's not the easiest thing to do as an occupation. But he's got an excellent Open record. He was fifth here back in 08. So he's got good course form, and he likes the Open, Chris Wood.
Give us your selections then, Jamie.
Oh, well, I was going to go with Spieth until he just said this is the easiest major to win. But I suppose I better stick with my conviction and go with Jordan Spieth. I just feel he's just got the fire in his belly. I think the course will suit him. He's got to get the ball on the fairway. He's still a great putter, and he seems to be able to produce shots when he needs them. And the other tip I would go for would be Adam Scott with his Open record. It could be a now or never moment for Adam Scott in the next year or two regarding the Open, but he's shown enough to me and his form on the Open track. So they're the two for me. And if I'm going for an outsider, I'll go for the Englishman, Chris Wood. I really like Woody as a player. I followed him a lot. Won the PGA Championship last year. He's a quality player, loves the Open, and he's a big price.
125-1 for Chris Wood. If you're looking at those two at shorter prices, Jordan Spieth 16-1 with Adam Scott in the market at 28-1. What about the supporting markets here with William Hill, Jamie?
Can I just say one other thing, David?
Yes.
The weather. We've got to be careful here because I reckon it could. So far, the forecast is quite calm in the morning on Thursday, and then the wind picks up. And Chris Wood is teeing off early. Spieth teeing off mid-morning, whereas Rory and Dustin Johnson aren't teeing off till about 3 o'clock. So you've got to be a bit careful and keep your eyes on the weather forecast here because it could have a big factor to play in the week.
That can all change as well, can't it, Jamie? It's very volatile, and because this is a 1T start, you can get the rough end of the draw, and it can completely scupper your chance. It's probably the tournament where the draw's the most important throughout the season.
Why they don't do 2T start? They can do it here at Birkdale. The 10th tee is right there next to the clubhouse. It'd be so easy to do a 2T start and stop all this 4:20 tee off nonsense and 6:15 nonsense. So I don't understand it, but there you go.
Is that because it's traditional, Jamie?
Oh yeah, you can't. Things change except tee times. They've changed. The US Open changed. The Masters have changed. They've all changed. But the RNA are holding out. So it's about time they sort of join the modern world really and realise it's a much fairer competition if people are on the course at the same time.
Yeah, fair comment. Okay, supporting markets then, Jamie.
Well, I've scanned through your many supporting markets, and it's not easy, is it?
No, there's lots of them.
I don't like picking out someone to miss the cut, but you could have a speculative pound on Dustin Johnson at 9-2 to miss the cut. Why not? He missed the cut in the US Open. He's not played any golf. We don't know what his form's like. And I'm not sure this course will suit him. Top senior is an odds-on shot in Steve Stricker. But sneaking down the list there, you've got Paul Broadhurst, who loves links golf, got a great pedigree on links golf courses. He won the British Seniors at Carnoustie, and then there's a golf course to win round. He's playing well, Broadie, and I think he's a 10-1 shot in that market. So Broadie to and there's not many good players as well capable of going four rounds. So he'll give you a really good run for your money, Broadhurst, at that price. So their respective two bets there.
Yeah, very good. Paul Broadhurst, 10-1 to be a top senior, and in the miss the cut market, why not throw a few quid on Dustin Johnson at 9-2 in that market? Jamie, you're travelling up to Royal Birkdale today, is it?
Yeah, I'm going up this evening and try and miss the traffic, David. They're doing me on course comms, so looking forward to it. Yeah, really, really looking forward to it. Loved it last year.
Yeah, and you're doing that for the World Feed, is that correct?
Yeah, it's called the European Tour Productions produce all the pictures that you'll see, even the Sky ones, although Sky do have their own cameras. And then the pictures go out throughout the world, but you'll have obviously different commentary teams in different parts of the world. And the TV I'll be doing will go to Australia and South Africa and all over Asia and South America. So, it's a huge production for everybody.
Very good. Very good, Jamie. Enjoy the week. I'm sure it'll be fantastic up at Royal Birkdale, and we'll catch up soon, Jamie.
Looking forward to it, David. Good luck, everybody.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.